Hi guys, how are you? Good evening, and I hope you're having a very beautiful Thursday evening. Okay, first of all, I'm really excited, and I want to use this opportunity to say a very big thank you to everyone who has been listening to this podcast since I started in January 2021, beginning of this year. It's almost 12 months gone, and you know, I got my Spotify Wrapped today. It just made me realize that I have people in different parts of the country, in different parts of the world, actually, in Nigeria, in New Zealand, in Australia, in United States, in the UK, in Ireland, who have been listening to my podcast. And without you, this podcast would not be in existence. So thank you, and thank you so ever much for listening to my voice and listening to my opinions and listening to me share the things that I share. It's so great to believe that my voice matters even to one person. It's so great to know that I can be able to encourage someone, and that I have been able to encourage one person. That to me is, it gives me a feeling of success and fulfillment, really, and it's really, really, it's a beautiful thing for me. Okay, so thank you. Well, today is day 16 of our favorite Bible verses episodes, and this series has been really great. I mean, if you've not listened to any episodes in this series, I would advise that after today's episode, you go back and just pick one and listen to it and share with your friends and families and your enemies as well. Okay, so day 16, we're going to be talking about Proverbs 22, verse 29. I first came across this verse when I was in secondary school. We used to read it a lot in the assemblies. We read it over and over and over again, and somehow it just stuck to my head. And it says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his ways, he shall stand before kings and not mere men." Every time, like, saying it aloud like this makes me remember my secondary school days in the morning assembly. I could never forget it. I could never forget Mr. Kunde, who also was the first person who taught us this scripture in the assembly ground. I could never forget that. So yeah, but you know, I really came to realize how important the scripture was when I began to grow up, and when I began to realize that in life you have to gain mastery over one thing. You cannot excel in life basically if you found yourself doing several multiple things. People like to call it being a multi-potential these days, but I've come to realize that if you are to excel and if you are to grow in life, you have to develop mastery over one thing or two things at the most, and then build excellence over that thing. You know, it says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his ways," and diligent here talks about being committed to something, taking our time to be able to analyze, giving time to learn the particular skill, you know, until you've become an expert in it. And I also love how, you know, this verse explains the fact that being diligent, you know, in a skill, being diligent in whatever you find yourself doing, would give you influence, would give you opportunity to be able to meet the right kind of people. You know, it says you will stand before kings and not mere men. Like, you will stand in the midst of people who would honor him. And that honor can only come in the place of, can only come when people know that you have a value that you bring and you have something that you offer. You know, the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon. And we all know Solomon's father was King David. And if there's one thing I know David was good for, David was good, was very excellent in his psalms, and you know, he was also good in playing an instrument. And if you remember, the Bible talked about how when Saul was possessed, they had to call David, okay, and David played the instrument, and the demon left Saul. And you know, not just about this, Joseph was also very, very skilled, and was able to save Egypt from famine. And bringing it down to today's reality, you see a lot of people who receive honors every day, receive awards, because they've been able to be diligent, be hardworking in that particular field. They've been able to be hardworking in that field. And not just that, they've discovered that, you know, if they don't gain mastery over it, the world would not recognize them. When I graduated from school, I wanted to do every single thing. I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be a makeup artist. I wanted to bead clothes. I wanted to make jewelries. And I was learning everything at the same time. In December of those same periods, those 2 or 3 years phase of my life, I would, you know, try to bake and do chin chin. Chin chin is a snack in Nigeria. And then I would try to bake cakes and coconut cake. I remember one time I was telling my brothers we had to do pineapple cake and a lot of other things. But as I grew older, I realized that, you know what, Stella, you have to gain mastery over one thing. You have to pick one thing and then focus on this thing and then do it extremely well. Oprah Winfrey says something. She says, you have to be so good at something that the world cannot deny the value that you bring, and that when you leave any place, wherever you are, wherever work you do, wherever place you find yourself, people would miss you for the value that you bring. And it has stuck with me since. It has stuck with me then. I want to sit in the seats of tables of kings and of queens. I want to be able to dine with queens. But I know that if I don't develop one aspect of myself, I would never be able to do that. And right now, I know some of us might be thinking it has to be a big thing, but the truth is, sometimes it might just be your voice. It might just be how you sing. It might be how you talk. It might be how you tell stories. It might be how you write. It might be how bold you are to speak the truth. I love Chimamanda for that. Chimamanda writes really beautiful stories. She challenges the norm. She gives excellent speech. And her voice is magical. Not a singing voice anyway, but like the way she talks. Her opinions is beautiful in itself. And because of that, she's been invited to places to sit with dignitaries, and she's been invited to, you know, talk in conferences and opportunities that, you know, normally she wouldn't have gotten. And I also remember last year, I can't remember the event that was going on, and you know, this girl on Instagram who normally does a spoken word, and I remember for this event she was invited, like nobody knew her, and she went from like 2,000 or something followers to almost 80 something k followers in like hours. And it just shows to you that she might have done that in the space of an hour. She might have gotten that number of followers on Instagram, but she had been diligent, and this was a time for people to know her, and this was a time for her to come to the stage of honor. It's the same thing with music. It's the same thing with being an engineer, being a doctor, or whatever it is that you are being called to do. If you're not diligent in it, if you don't seek mastery in it, if you don't seek competency in it, you would only sit with mermen, and you would not be able to sit in the place of kings, because the place of kings is where people who have, you know, attained a certain level of expertise, of value, of people whose words are respected, you know, of people whose words, whose opinions are very, very, you know, valuable. Let me use that word. Valuable is the right word. So yeah, whatever you do today, whatever it is that you're doing, I want you to do it with the mindset of gaining mastery, and then gaining excellence over that thing, with the aim of sitting with kings and not just, you know, being in the background or staying over low, staying in the shadow. Okay, so yeah, that's today's episode for today. That's today's Bible verse of today, Proverbs 22 verse 29, and I hope it stays with you. I hope it stays in your heart. Have a very, very beautiful evening, and remember that I'm going to speak to you tomorrow as well. Bye. Speak soon.